The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
All right, so before we go into the stuff that I'm going to cover from the readings today, I want to get a sense of who's already found a team. How many of you are already in the team? Well, half the class, okay. And the rest of you, what we're going to do is try to solve that problem right now and get you in the team. For the people who are in teams, can you say what mechanic they're working with and how many people you have in your team?
What if we have two mechanics that we're not sure about yet?
That's fine. Just talk about both of them, and then you'll figure it out probably today.
Okay.
So, what are they?
We were thinking between either like pathfinding or some kind of resource management.
Okay. So pathfinding.
Sorry, not path building.
Path building and resource management.
And we have three people.
Right now. Okay. What else?
Hidden information, and we're at four
pages. You have four? Okay. Hidden information, so that's four.
Yep. Stealing or like a team sharing?
Stealing or?
Or like a teammate sharing?
Teammate
sharing. Sharing with your teammate.
Oh, okay. So stealing or team sharing. I'm just going to say team sharing. How many people?
Four.
Is that it? Okay, and how many people are looking for teams? Okay, one, two, three. Is your hand up? No, okay. One, two, three, four, five, six people. All right, so we could make two complete teams out of the remaining six. That's, I think that's right. Did I count that right? Yeah, okay. That's what I'm gonna suggest is that of all the people who don't have teams, we try to make two teams out of that, rather than try to join this team. Because otherwise you end up with a two-person team somewhere, and that's not so good. All right, so of the people who aren't on a team, we went through brainstorming on Monday. There's a whole, I can bring up the list again, but was there something that you remember from Monday that you felt like you would like to work on?
Either voting, or bankruptcy, or decline, basically trying to bankruptcy.
Okay, bankruptcy.
In your numbers, the numbers are right. There's 16 people, but you said that there's 4, 4, 3, and 6 unsigned.
There are 6 unsigned, right?
But there you counted a total of 4, 4, 3, so someone's being counted on two teams, so being counted as a team.
Or maybe someone's not here right now.
There may be people who are not here, and we have a bunch of three-person teams. It's a lot easier for extra people to sort of jump in one. And three-person teams are pretty easy to work with. Four-person teams are also easy to work with, but it's not easy to schedule a meeting with three people. So three-person teams are good. Two is pushing it, because if someone gets sick,
back to mechanics. I was interested in trading. Or maybe building or expansion?
Trading, building. Did you say expansion?
Expansion, or territory rather.
Okay, so by expansion we mean territorial expansion. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I mean we see these three things in one game a lot, right? But for this assignment, let's see whether we can like deal with one.
I'm interested in deck building or area control. So
here are the different kinds of game mechanics that the people who are unassigned are currently, you know, at least one person is interested in them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each one of them, and for the people who aren't assigned, put up your hand if you think that you might be willing to work on a team on that concept. Okay? So starting with voting. We have three. Bankruptcy. One. Trading. Three. Building. Four. Expansion. That's territorial expansion again. Four. Deck building. One. Area control. Four. Area control and expansion might actually end up leading into each other a bit. Deception. One, two, three, four. And unfairness. One. Okay. All right. So we've got a bunch of things. While there was a lot of interest in area control, I think I'm going to leave that off because we'll be revisiting that topic later in the semester. So you'll get a chance to like look at these. So I'm going to take these two out for now. I'm going to take out all of the one vote ones, since that will make it tricky. That leaves us with voting, trading, building, and deception. Of the people who aren't assigned, was there one that you're not interested in? Anyone who you're not interested in working in any of these?
I'm not particularly, I don't particularly like the trade.
You don't?
But nobody's saying you're not interested in all.
Oh, no. In one, two, three, or four.
Yeah,
if you're interested in one of these, I think we can make teams out of this. All right, so later on in class, when we start with prototyping, there's going to be time to actually talk with each other. What I'm going to actually suggest is all the people who are not on teams switch to the front row, and all the people who are not on team who have teams switch to the back row. Probably one corner will also have to be a team that already exists. Actually, let's do that now. So if you're not on a team, switch to the front row so that you can have a little discussion. And you might as well sit with your teams if you already have one, because we're going to talk about stuff to do together today.
Yeah.
All right. And for the people who aren't in teams, remember the goal is to make two teams out of this. Out of any combination of this, if you end up changing your game mechanic, that's fine. All I'm looking for is two teams out of the six people who aren't assigned yet.
Well, that would be nice if it ended up like getting a degree.
The number of names in there. Who hasn't signed in yet? Who hasn't signed in yet?
I have my name not on it.
Write your name in.
Yeah, I've registered, so that's confusing.
If you pre-registered?
Yeah, and I was there before. My name was on the list the first time. Now my name's not on the list.
Very weird. Something weird with Stella. I printed straight out of Stella. So write your name down at the bottom. You did awesome, and I'll check it out during the break and see whether we can fix that problem.
Okay.
All right. So how many of you have seen this presentation from me before in like any of the 15 times I gave it in the past year? Okay. All right. So about four people. This is a presentation that I give a lot. It's also something that ends up getting covered in one of our new classes this semester, CMS 301. This is probably going to be the last time I actually give this presentation in CMS 608 because it's kind of like a really basic skill, and we're going to be moving this into our intro classes in the future. But it's also the one skill that, if you learn nothing else from the rest of semester, but please still continue to come to class, please learn this, because this is the thing that this is the core skill that we're going to asking you to keep working and keep practicing and keep improving on all semester long. This is the thing that you're going to be doing all semester long. So first of all, that's kind of jumping the gun. Let me take a step back. What's a prototype? It's in the reading, but yeah.
It's like a basic thing you just toss together to illustrate a concept.
To illustrate a concept, yeah.
Thing that's supposed to do like one mechanic, and can be iterated to have more.
For a game, it could be something that just tests one mechanic or concept, and then you're gonna iterate on it. Sure.
Something you just put out there to get feedback.
Yeah, to just sort of like gauge how other people are going to respond to it.
In general, it's just an unfinished version of the game.
It is unfinished. It is not like your shipping product. At no point does it assume to be your shipping product.
I'd say it's a first version of anything that was specifically built just to test that thing, rather than to have a product.
Again, just to test an idea, right? To test whether something could work. And you said a first version, could be an early generation or something.
I was just
going to
say like a minimum usable product.
Something that you can actually use, right. not like a sketch of a game, you know, an actual game that you can actually, you know, play. Anything else? I thought I saw a few ahead back there. I think we're getting kind of a good sense of what a prototype is. You know, you've probably encountered prototyping in some other classes. You know, a lot of engineering classes have involved prototyping. You know, it is this unfinished thing. It is not meant to be an iteration of something that you're actually going to ship. Now, in this class, a lot of things that you're going to end up building are building towards a finished class assignment. This is the thing that you hand in that meets all of our criteria, that, you know, has all the rules, and if you put it in front of someone who's never seen your game before, they should be able to figure it out. However, the very first assignment, it's pretty much build a prototype. You're testing out one single mechanic. And the question that you should be asking yourself is, what are all the different things I can do with this one mechanic? And doing this like deep dive into this one big open question, and you've chosen these, and you're going to end up choosing that question for yourself. But it's an investigation, and prototyping is a tool to help you investigate something that is going to help you build your final game in the end. So think of assignment one as an exercise that's actually going to help you build assignments two and assignment three. Even though we are asking, you know, for things like rules that we can read, you know, but for the most part, this can be very sketchy, very unpolished. If we can play it, if we can use it, I think someone said minimum usable product to be able to see the ideas that you're working with. That's good enough. Do spell check your work. That would be nice. But the some of the reasons on why you want a prototype. Hold on. Where are my slide notes? Just 1 second. I have no slide notes. Okay. All right. So some of the reasons for why you want a prototype. We already talked about getting feedback, right? You know, being able to put it in front of people who may not necessarily have seen your game before. But maybe part of your target audience, you know, to be able to get their opinion. Put it in front of your instructors who may never have seen a version of your game before, or maybe have seen a game version, to be able to get their feedback. Or other designers or guests that we might be bringing in, you want to be able to put something in front of, you know, everyone who knows something about games to be able to get their critique, right? But the earlier and cheaper part is the important part. You want to be trying to get feedback as quickly as possible in your game development process. You want to the earlier you manage to get new information into whether your ideas are working out or even appealing, then the cheaper it is to make changes. So, for instance, you've got a great idea for one of your game mechanics, and it turns out that everyone else on the team absolutely hates it. Well, you'd rather find out about that on like the first day of meeting up with your team than say 2 weeks into the project, right? You want to be able to that would be very useful information to sort of say, okay, I can work with other ideas. Are you on the team?
Yes.
You are a team. Awesome. Okay. So I don't have to worry about getting you on the team. Cool. The other thing that you're trying to do with a prototype is to try a lot of different approaches to the same problem. So experiment with a lot of alternative solutions. One thing that often happens in design teams, professional design teams, amateur design team school, or outside, is that people like to talk their ideas out. They love to make sketches. They love to theorize about, you know, well, it worked in this game, so it should work in our game. I really like that, or I really hate that in this other game. You know, this offends me on some sort of primal way. You know, about game design, and I'm going to explain it to you verbally, you know, in about an hour or so. And that just wastes a lot of time, especially in class like this, when you have these very tight deadlines to be able to get something working. You don't really want to be spending a whole lot of time talking things out. You want to get actual answers as quickly as possible. And one thing nice about prototypes, especially on a multi-person team, that you can make multiple prototypes to just test a whole bunch of different ideas out. Is, you know, solution A better than solution B? Well, instead of like arguing about, well, theoretically solution A is better than solution B, why don't just prototype both of them and just play them? And you'll get an answer very, very quickly among your that all of your teammates can see. And it makes discussions actually more fruitful because you're working with evidence as opposed to working with just theoretical thoughts. Another thing about prototypes is that, again, prototypes are not your shipping product, which means you should always be willing to throw it away. The less time you spend making your prototype, the easier it is to just discard it. You know, worse it looks, the uglier and sketchier it is, the easier it is to abandon it. And you need to be able to abandon prototypes. You need to be able to say, this just isn't working, and I'm fine with that.